This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. A world-famous open-air art installation in Detroit has become the subject of a suspected arson rampage. The Heidelberg Project on Detroit's east side has had 6 suspicious fires in just 7 months. Those fires have demolished several homes that are key to the art project. But as Stateside's Emily Fox reports, the artist behind the project says he's energized by the wreckage. He's ready to begin another stage of his art project.
The Heidelberg Project is on the east side of Detroit. It takes over 2 city blocks. The street is covered with colorfully painted polka dots. The sidewalk is painted with colorful abstract faces. One house is an electric color of gold. Another is covered with stuffed animals. There are sculptures in vacant lots where houses once stood, along with piles of toys and shoes.
All right, thanks, Mo.
Stephen Sneed grew up a block away from the Heidelberg Project. He now lives on Heidelberg Street in the big white house covered in colorful polka dots. He says back in the early 80s, the neighborhood looked dead.
It was kind of rough.
What was it like?
A bunch of desolate houses, you know, windows bust out, you know, burnt up houses.
But in recent months, the kind of destruction this art project has helped keep at bay returned. A house covered with political messages and signs, another covered with vinyl records, and a third plastered with images of pennies have all been burned to the ground. An arson investigation is underway. The day the Penny House burnt to the ground, the Heidelberg Project was scheduled to have its annual fundraiser. Hundreds of donors filled a theater covered with decorations made from recycled materials. Long and twisted ribbons made from plastic bags hung from the ceiling. Tyree Guyton, the artist behind the Heidelberg Project, addressed the crowd from the stage.
And I woke up this morning and went over there, and the Penny House was, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was dreaming. But I want to say, as I leave the stage, we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it bigger, and we're going to do it better than before. Will you help me do that?
A few days later, I met up with Guyton at his studio near downtown. He's showing 2 paintings to Larry Gant.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Gant is a professor at the University of Michigan in the School of Social Work and Art and Design. The pieces are 2 abstract-looking faces that kind of resemble something Picasso would have painted.
By how much resistance?
Guyton reads a line from the German poet Friedrich Nietzsche. It's about creating good no matter the obstacles. Gant says he sees that in the paintings.
Look how resilient they are. I mean, through all that pain, and there was huge pain, okay? The knockdowns and everything else that happened to the houses. But look at that. Through all of that, just like, you know, we got this.
Gant says he sees that optimism in Guyton, too. Gant says even when the city bulldozed parts of the Heidelberg Project twice in the 1990s, Guyton remained resilient.
When the ticketing happened and when the houses got knocked down, I remember you kind of looking there and your thought, you know, you had lots and lots of thoughts, but it was also, okay, so what's the next piece of art? And so I said, wow, this guy's, you know, work got plowed, was destroyed. And what's the response? It's more art. it's more art.
And no matter what happens, the demolitions and the arson fires, that magic in here keeps telling me, do it. Don't stop. Oh, it gives me energy. I'm saying, turn it out. That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Give me
Guyton's team has launched a crowdfunding campaign to buy lights and cameras to monitor the Heidelberg Project and to ramp up security patrols. He says the project is here to stay, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever before. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.